Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to share with the world, to let them know that I can't live, I can't breathe, neither can I move without you.
And welcome to Power Lunch with Jesus in the Word. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott. And I just love that song that we just got finished playing. I can't do anything without you, Jesus. I can't live I can't breathe. I can't move without you, Jesus. I can't go on without you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that just made my soul so happy just to hear that song, because I had been looking for it. I'm like, Lord, I can't breathe without you. Can you think about it? You can't move without him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't even really live without Jesus. And so many of us out here are thinking that we're living without Jesus, and we really cannot live without Jesus. This life outside of Jesus is not really a life at all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not really a life at all. But I thank God for Jesus. Glory to God. And I thank him for his saving power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him for his saving power. Glory to God. Because he knew I was going to need it. I don't know about you, but I knew that I was going to need the saving power of Jesus Christ. So he knew it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. For being able to even have the mind to say that I can't live without Jesus. I bless him this morning to be able to say that I can't move without Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I don't know about any of you who may have physical conditions or not, but I tell you one thing for certain and two things for sure. Some days when I get up, I feel like I can't move, but I know that when I call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I can move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can do whatever it is that he has called me to do, because it's not by my might, not by my power, and not by my strength, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's by his spirit. Glory to God. So before we do this broadcast, let us go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you and bless you and praise you for this day. I want to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for reminding us, Lord God, that without you, we are nothing. Hallelujah. Father God, I want to thank you and praise you on today, hallelujah, for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for us for the remission of our sins, hallelujah, so that we might have right to the tree of life, that we might have right to everlasting life with you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I invite you into this broadcast, Lord, today to have your way in the name of Jesus. I invite you, Holy Spirit, to bring the spirit of conviction, hallelujah, that we might be convicted of our sins and turn our whole hearts unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I invite you, hallelujah, to come in and have your way. Heal who needs to be healed, Lord God, in the spirit, in the physical realm, in the mental realm, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to come in, Lord God, and bring, hallelujah, the conviction of sin that souls might be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to move the blinders that Satan has placed on the unbelievers, oh God, that they might not believe the truth. But I ask you to move those blinders, oh God, so they would hear the truth today, Lord God. But it is your word that says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father God, today for every person that will become free today because of your word, because of your anointing that destroys yokes. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Father, I pray, Lord God, your word says, let them that have ears and hear what the Spirit is saying unto us on today, oh God. And I thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your name today and give you praise and honor. Hallelujah. For you alone are worthy, glory to God, of all of the praise. You alone, Lord God, are worthy of all the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just lift this broadcast up to you today that you be glorified. Hallelujah. I lift this broadcast up to you, lifting up Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says, Jesus said, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. So Father God, I decrease right now that you might increase. I decrease that your Holy Spirit might take over and take over this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you right now. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that every mind who is going through emotional traumas, that they will be delivered today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for the spirit of forgiveness to come forth through this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that people will forgive those that have offended them, Lord God, and people will ask for forgiveness to those whom they offended, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your name. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome into this broadcast. I cannot do it without you. Welcome. I can't do it without you, and I need you today, Father. I bless your holy name. I glorify you and give you praise. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory, God. I give you praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I glorify you right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That song just really did something to me. I heard it last night when I was at work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says, I can't live without you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't live without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't live without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I don't know how many of you can say that as well. Hallelujah. But I can't live without Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't live without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we all be truthful, we know that we can't live without Jesus. I don't know what that thing was we were doing, you know, before we got Jesus, but I know that I can't live without Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me on the broadcast? I don't know if you can hear me in the chat room or not. Hallelujah. But I'm turning it up to see if you can hear. But glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't live without Jesus. I don't want to live without Jesus. I was out there in the world without Jesus, and I was doing some of everything. I was acting a fool. I was doing things that I had no business doing. Living a life without Jesus. Living a life without Jesus. Living a life without Jesus. But hallelujah, thanks be to God, hallelujah, that I am truly able to say that I have Jesus today. Glory to God. And it's not because I chose him, but he chose me. Hallelujah. He chose me because I was truly a wretch undone. Hallelujah. I was living in a world of sin. That's a song, but those words are real for me. Hallelujah. I had no hope and I had no peace within. But then one day somebody told me about Jesus. Hallelujah. And I still didn't accept Jesus then. And somebody else told me about Jesus. And I still didn't accept Jesus then. But somebody else told me about Jesus. And lo and behold, hallelujah, when they told me about Jesus, I made the choice, hallelujah, to accept him as my Lord and Savior. But see, Jesus had been knocking at the door of my heart. And every time he knocked on the door of my heart, I looked through the peephole and I wouldn't answer the door. He knocked on the door of my heart again. I looked through the peephole again and I wouldn't answer the door. Hallelujah. But Jesus, glory to God, he never gave up on me. Hallelujah. It was my destiny to be saved. Glory to God. And I thank him and I praise him today. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. He loved me enough to send his son Jesus to die in my stead, to take on my filthiness, to take on the filthiness of my flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know this day, hallelujah, on April the 12th, 2012, that I cannot live without Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't want to live anymore without Jesus in my life. I need Jesus every hour. Hallelujah. The old hymn used to say, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Hallelujah. Most precious Lord, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know like I know, you need him too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And before I get going, hallelujah, we do have a caller on the line, area code 501. Welcome to Power.
Hello? Lord,
Jesus in the Word. Area code 501.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. This is the first time calling. My name is Didi. You can call me Cliff. Listen, I just want to thank and praise you for the prayer, first of all. It brought me through just, you know, that prayer alone, because you are talking not about me, but you're talking to me. And hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. I just want to say one quick thing that, you know, just like you, I ran with a lot of ignorance in my life before I got saved. I don't know if that's your phone or my phone, but I hear a lot of static.
It sounds like your cell phone, but you want to try to hang up and call right back? In the meantime, we're going to go to my husband who is on the line, Bishop Gerald Scott.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello there, how you doing?
I'm blessed and prosperous. How are you?
Blessed. I'm listening to your program. I thank God for you and for the program. Truly, salvation is an important part of our lives, and each of us must look into our own hearts and examine ourselves. So I just want to just encourage you, and I'm going to continue to listen to the program, and I'll chime in whenever I can.
You'll chime in whenever you can.
Whatever. Move forward, okay?
Hallelujah. We want to go to, if you have your Bibles, we want to go to the Gospel of John, because this song just really brought this to me. The Gospel of John, chapter 15. The Gospel of John, chapter 15. And sometimes, you know, we hear people read these scriptures for different reasons. But this scripture just met, it agrees with this song that we just can't do anything without Jesus. Hallelujah. And starting at verse 1, it says, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. That is John chapter 5, John chapter 15, verse 5. At the end of that verse, Jesus says, for without me, ye can do nothing. In verse 6, he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love the end of verse 5. It says, for without me, ye can do nothing. Glory to God. So whatever it is that we're trying to do, if you don't have Jesus in it, you can't do nothing. We need Jesus today. We need to abide in him. Not just say we have Jesus, not just have Jesus in our head knowledge, but we need to abide in Jesus. And to abide in Jesus means to live in Jesus, means to have constant fellowship with Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Means to be with him constantly all day long. Not just when we want something from him, not just when we need something from him, not just when we want a healing, glory to God, not just when we want deliverance, glory to God, not just when we want our children to be saved while they're out on the street somewhere, not just because we want to hit the lottery, not just because, you know, something's going crazy or the doctor's giving us a bad report, but we need to abide in Jesus. We need to have a relationship with Jesus that is so tight that nothing can separate you from that relationship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know I was listening to somebody's broadcast this morning, Jesus in the Morning. I was listening to Jesus in the Morning, and she was saying how, you know, people look at television, and they let television take them away. They let the radio take them away. They let the computers take them away. They let the cares of this world take them away, and nobody's really getting into Jesus like Jesus really wants us to get into him. And if we just go for a moment and remember that Jesus died on the cross for us, that he sacrificed his own self for our sins, if we could keep that present in our mind of the sacrifice that Jesus did for us, then we can begin to abide in him. We can begin to live in him. We can begin to live for him. But we take the sacrifice of Jesus, we just take it for granted as if it's a fairy tale. We take it for granted as if he didn't really get up on that cross on Calvary, as if he really didn't do that for us. But he did, and before he even did that, on his way to the cross, he said, abide in me. He was telling them to abide in me, and I in you. And how do we do that? We have a relationship with him through prayer. We have a relationship with him through worship. We have a relationship with him through his word, and begin to think on his goodness and meditate on his goodness. Because if you think about it, without Jesus, what are you doing? Nothing. Your life is just spinning round and round and round and round, going nowhere. What is your life without Jesus? And this is what I'm asking myself right now. Nothing else. Nothing else is important. Nothing else. Job, friends, husband, children, cars, homes. None of this stuff is important because why? It all fades away. It all fades away. Hallelujah. But if we don't have Jesus, if we don't have Jesus, if we don't have Jesus, what do we have? What do we have? What do we have? I remember when my husband and I became homeless, we had nothing. We had nothing living in a motel. I'm talking about not a hotel. I said a motel. Living in a motel with a drug addict on the top of us, a drug addict on the side of us, each side of us, living in a motel, and we had nothing. And all we had to do was cry out to Jesus. That's all we did was cry out to Jesus. That's all we did. We cried out to Jesus. And he made a way out of no way, but he got us to understand that we need him. Hallelujah. We need him. The Bible says, don't put your confidence in man. Hallelujah. Don't put your confidence in man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But if we don't get in the word, if we don't get in the word, if we don't get in that word and get to know who Jesus is, how are we going to be able to abide in him? How are we going to be able to know who he is? If I don't spend any time with you, I don't know who you are. I don't know you. I may know of you as an acquaintance, but I do not know who you are if I don't spend any time with you. And that's the same thing with Jesus. If we don't spend time with him, how can we say we know him? How can we say we love him if we're not spending time with him and abiding in him? Glory to God. And if we really, really, really want to get down to the nitty-gritty about it, if we begin to abide in Jesus, this stuff, the filthiness of our flesh, the stuff that we're still dealing with will just be gone. It will just fall off of us because he will begin to purge us. He will begin to purge us so much so that this stuff will begin to fall off of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will see ourselves not being so mean. We will see ourselves not being so easily aggravated. We will see ourselves to stop doing the things that we know we're not supposed to do. But it only comes as you begin to abide in the vine, as you begin to abide in Jesus, as you begin to live in him and love in him and worship him and adore him, hallelujah, because of what he did for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've really never done anything for Jesus. Hallelujah. We can never repay him for what he did. We can never repay Jesus for going up on that cross. We can never repay Jesus, hallelujah, for laying down his life for our sins. We can never repay him. Hallelujah. But we can do something, hallelujah, that will please him. Glory to God. And that's abide in him and love him and worship him and obey him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm saying this to you today, and I'm saying this to me today. Hallelujah. Let that song play in your spirit that I can't live without you, Jesus. I can't move without you, Jesus. You are my everything, Jesus. This should be our confession when we get up in the morning. You are my everything. Hallelujah. I can't live without you today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't breathe without you today. Hallelujah. I can't move without you in my life, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see, this got to be a lifestyle. Glory to God. Not just something we do as we congregate in the church, you know, on Sunday. That's something that we do as we congregate on the church, Lord God, on a Wednesdays or a Tuesday, whatever day you go to church, hallelujah, if you go to church at all, hallelujah. But we know that we need to magnify the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. The Bible says, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Glory to God, hallelujah. So wherever you are right now at this moment, you can begin to glorify God, hallelujah. Because when you actually think about what he's done for you, hallelujah, throughout your life, from the time you were born till now, if you would really begin to think about the goodness of God and how he's kept you from danger seen and unseen, how he's protected you when you didn't even know you needed to be protected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How he's provided for you when you didn't know how one end was going to meet the other end. Glory to God. How God just did it for you. You can begin to glorify him and magnify him and thank him. Hallelujah. For everything that he's done. Glory to God. You know that day you thought you was going crazy. Hallelujah. How God stepped in and ministered to you. Hallelujah. You know that day, hallelujah, when you thought your life was over, how God just stepped in and let you know that it was going to be all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know how that person was stabbing you in the back. Hallelujah. But laughing in your face. How God protected you and turned that thing around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know that God, him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When it looked like all hell was breaking loose. Hallelujah. And you didn't have nowhere to go. Hallelujah. You were able to run. Hallelujah. To that name, Jesus. Because the word of God says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Glory to God. And you know you done ran into the name of the Lord. You know you done ran into that strong tower many, 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 many times. Hallelujah. So that's the reason for you to glorify him and praise him. Hallelujah. Because you know that you could not have got out that situation without him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those of us that were sleeping around, we know that, hallelujah, that God protected us from AIDS. God protected us from STDs. God protected us from the foolishness of the world. Hallelujah. Not because of us. Hallelujah. But because of him. Hallelujah. And I give him glory today. Hallelujah. Because I could have been one of those statistics. Glory to God. But I praise him today. Hallelujah. For preserving me and for keeping me. Hallelujah. In my foolishness and my stupidness. But God, I give you honor today and I praise you. Hallelujah. I glorify you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. When the doctor gave me this bad report, hallelujah, about my physical condition, you know there is no cure for this condition, hallelujah, but I know a God of all cures, hallelujah. I know the God of all cures, hallelujah. I know that son Jesus. I know that name, Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah. And God is going to do what he says he's going to do, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The weapon of sickness, the weapon of disease, it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I give him praise today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What do you have to praise Jesus for today? Hallelujah. I can't praise him for you. Hallelujah. But you got to praise him for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise him for yourself. What has he brought you through? Hallelujah. How many things that you've been through in your life that God's delivered you from? Hallelujah. How many times have you said to yourself, Jesus, I can't live without you. Can you help me right now? I'm going through something right now, God. I'm going through. It's driving me crazy, but I need you to help me. I need you to help me. I'm not asking for a car. I'm not asking for a home. I'm not asking for money, God. I'm asking you to help me right now, God, because I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you did that, didn't he help you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to praise him right now. Hallelujah. You ought to praise him right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy. He is awesome. Hallelujah. He deserves all praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but you got to abide in him. Hallelujah. You got to abide in him. You got to love him. Hallelujah. You got to worship him. Jesus says, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We got people out here trying to do this head worship, trying to worship because somebody over there said it, do it like this, and somebody over there said, do it like that. No, get a relationship with Jesus yourself and learn how to begin to worship him and praise him. Learn how to abide in him. Hallelujah. Because all this other stuff is not going to last. It's going to perish. It's going away. Hallelujah. We can't take none of these problems with us. Hallelujah. We can't take this money, these homes, these cars. We can't take none of this stuff with us. But glory be to God. Hallelujah. If we're in a relationship with Jesus, we will be in a relationship with him eternally. Glory to God. Isn't that good news today? Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I can't live without Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want to live without Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that just because I'm speaking to you on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm telling you, I don't want to live without Jesus. I don't want to live without Jesus. I don't want to know a life without Jesus because I know what my life was before I got Jesus in my life. I don't never want to live without Jesus again. I don't never want to be on this earth again without having Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I need him. Hallelujah. He is my provider. He is my helper. He is, hallelujah, my comforter. When I'm crying in the middle of the night and nobody else knows, Jesus knows about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus knows all about my troubles. He will guide until the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Glory to God. No, not one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bless your name, God. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless your name, oh God. I bless your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. And I worship you today. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 If God hasn't done anything for you, then I guess you don't have anything to praise him about. Hallelujah. But if he has done something for you, you got a whole lot to praise him for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I know even in my life, some of the things that I've been through, people have died for going through the same thing that I've already gone through. Hallelujah. But I'm still here. Hallelujah. I'm still here and I can praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you and you and you, glory to God, hallelujah, but I know that I serve a risen Savior. I know that he's not somebody that's in a comic book somewhere. I know that he's not somebody that's just in a history book, but he is a risen Savior, glory to God, and his name is Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. That's who he is, glory to God, hallelujah. And if you don't know nothing else, and if you don't do nothing else this day, you better take the time out to praise him and give him glory, hallelujah, because he's worthy of the praise, hallelujah. He's worthy of the glory, hallelujah. He's worthy of the honor, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And no matter what's going on around you, hallelujah, don't praise that thing, hallelujah. Praise the true and living God, hallelujah. Don't praise the problem, hallelujah, but praise, hallelujah, the creator, hallelujah, of heaven and earth. Praise him, hallelujah, because he deserves the praise. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Where's my help? I wish I had some help today, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus, I bless your name, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, hallelujah, hallelujah, but God is, hallelujah, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, hallelujah. And I seek him today for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on how to minister to his people, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on how to stay before him, hallelujah, even though I still have things going on in my life, but how to stay before him so that I can be in his presence, so that he can minister to me his divine will. Glory to God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I bless the Lord my God today. I bless the Lord my God today. Jehovah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank him today. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I already know, hallelujah, hallelujah, my body would act up because I'm praising God, but guess what? It's all right, because God is going to get the praise, and God's going to get the glory, and God's going to get the honor, hallelujah. And let me tell you, Jesus said that I can cause the very rocks to cry out and praise me, hallelujah. And we used to sing a song that said, I'm not going to let the rock take my place, hallelujah. I won't let the rock take my place, hallelujah. So let everything that have breath praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. You better take the time out to praise him, hallelujah. You better take the time out to praise him, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because Jesus, he paid it all. Can't do nothing else. Nobody can do anything else. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. He gave it all. He said, they do not take my life. I lay my life down as a ransom for many. As a ransom for many. They not taking my life. This is the will of God, that I lay my life down as a ransom for many. Hallelujah. 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 Can't live. I can't live without him. I can't live without him. I can't. Do you hear me? I can't live without him. I don't know what that was I was living before that, but I can't live without Jesus. I need him every step of the way. Every step of the way, glory to God. I need Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus has been the best friend I've ever had. He's been there through my foolishness. He's been there through my rebellion, for my disobedience, for my backsliders, for my not listening to him, for marrying people he didn't tell me to marry. But, I mean, God has been there. He's been there through everything. And yet here I stand because of his grace and his mercy. But he's showing me every day about his love. He's showing me about how much he really loves me. Glory to God. And greater love have no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. He called me his friend. He called you his friend. And he laid his life down for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the message I want to go on the streets and tell. This is the message I want to go throughout the world and tell. That God loved you so much that he sent his son Jesus to lay his life down for you. He loved us so much that he laid his life down. He chose to do it. And this is the message we need to get abroad. This is the message we need to get out there and tell the people that Jesus loves you. God loved you so much. He loves you so much that he sacrificed his only life for us. For us, people. For us. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm so hyped for Jesus right now because of his what he's done. I don't even know what to say right now, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to play this song one more time, and I hope you don't hang up on the phone line, and I hope you don't check out on the chat room, but I want you to just listen to the words of this song. And I tell you, as you listen to it, just begin to praise the Lord. Just begin to praise him, because we can't live without him.
Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to share with the world, to let them know that I can't live, I can't breathe, neither can I move without you.
I need you.
Can't live without you.
Can't live.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go over to area code 407. Good morning, area code 407.
Yes, good morning. I am just calling in to say I'm listening to you, and I love what you're talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to encourage you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Who am I speaking to?
Well, my name is Pat.
Pat?
Yes, me.
Oh, good morning, Pat. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. Amen. I love the song, beautiful song that is just ministering to us that are listening. Amen.
Amen. Do you have a testimony of how you can't live without Jesus?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I cannot live without him. I am a born again. I've been in the faith now over 13 years.
Amen.
I'm an evangelist myself, and I just, you know, I can't live. I've come to the point I realize that this very being that exists is in Christ, and without him, I will not be here. So I don't take my salvation for granted, and I do love him.
Yeah. Amen. I'm so glad to have people in the ministry that love Jesus and are not ashamed of it. And know that we can't live without Jesus. We can't live without Jesus. I'm going to tell you, we've been walking around, so many of us walk around in the okey-doke and think that we're doing this stuff on our own. But I'm telling you, it's Jesus. I'm telling you, I'm so glad I'm saved today. I'm so glad I have Jesus in my life. I'm so glad that I have Jesus in my life. And it's not because of my goodness. It's not because of my goodness. It's not because of what I've done. It's because of Jesus and his love. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about that today, about what can you do without him? She said in the song, she said, I can't live without you, Jesus. I can't move without you, Jesus. I can't go on without you, Jesus. Without you in my life. In my life. And then we read the word today that abide in me. Abide in me. Because without me, you can't do nothing. You can't do anything if you don't abide in Jesus. That ministry you're trying to do, if you're not doing it in Jesus, you can't do nothing. It doesn't make any sense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever we're doing, if we're not abiding in Jesus, if we're not rooted and grounded in him, it's all for nothing. It's all for nothing. Because Jesus said in his word, many are going to come to me in that day and say, Lord, didn't we heal in the sick? Didn't we heal the sick in your name? Didn't we raise the dead in your name? Didn't we do this in your name? And Jesus is going to say, yeah, you did do that. But depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't know you. Why? Because motives are wrong. They weren't abiding in Jesus. They were doing it for the fame. They were doing it for the fortune. They were doing it so that they could bring attention unto themselves. But this thing is not about us, glory to God. Not that we're supposed to be bringing glory to ourselves. It's supposed to be about bringing glory to Jesus, because he said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I'm going to draw all men unto me. He didn't tell us to draw all men unto us. He said, draw all men unto me if I be lifted up. But if we don't know Jesus, evangelist, if we don't really know him, how can we lift him up? If we're not abiding in him, evangelist, how can we really lift him up? Hallelujah. It becomes about us when we don't have Jesus in the mix. When we don't have Jesus in the mix, it's about us and what people going to say about us and how they going to look at us. No, it's about Jesus. If Jesus is not in the midst of it, hallelujah, glory to God, run and find him. Jesus ain't lost. I need to tell you that Jesus is not lost. He ain't never been lost. It was us that was lost, hallelujah, because Jesus said, he came to seek and save them that are lost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And except the Lord build the church, evangelist. Except the Lord build the church, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build the church, they labor in vain that build it. Hallelujah. I am excited on today. You're still on the air if you have anything to say.
No, I'm so lost for words, you know, because like you said, You know, you're not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to lift up Jesus. So many times, you know, I've been around believers, you know, people that are born again, they say, but it seems to me like they're afraid to open up their mouth and lift up and say, you know, I'm a Christian, you know, that type of stuff. But me, I make no excuses. Wherever I am, I let people know that I am a Christian, that I love the Lord. Amen. And I'm serious about that one.
Amen. You know, I just thank God because my I have a job now. I haven't worked in 2 years, and I have a job now. And the location that I work at, you know, can be excuse me, a little hairy sometimes. But I sat at my job last night and I began to tell God thank you that He would even put me in the midst of these people, that I can pray for them for their salvation, that I can begin to minister to them about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that I can be able to offer Jesus to them so that they can be saved, so they can be born again. You know, sometimes we don't, as people, we don't look at things the right way. He's like, okay, I'm sitting here and they're doing this and they're doing that. But see, God knows where to set His people and put His people in place, because these people keep coming to me, bothering me, asking me questions. So now that you're bothering me and want to be in my space, now I can offer you Jesus. I can tell you about Jesus. I can tell you what He did for me. I can tell you how He saved my soul. I can tell you how He made me born again. I can tell you about this Jesus. Just like you want to tell me about your joint, I'm going to tell you about my Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because He can put you on a high that you'll never want to come down off of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He can deliver you from the life of alcohol and drugs. Yes, He can. And I know that God has set me there for a purpose, not just to draw a paycheck, but for somebody in there is going to get saved. Hallelujah. Somebody there, the seed is going to get planted. Somebody is going to remember that woman right there. Every time I asked her if I could sleep with her, she told me no, because she belonged to Jesus. That lady right there, that every time I asked her if she wants some of my liquor, she told me no, because she belonged to Jesus. Every time they ask me for a joint, and I tell them no, because I belong to Jesus, and my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and I will not destroy it. Somebody going to get saved, evangelist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I abide in Him and He abides in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And somebody need to be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody. I know He set me there for a reason. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is perfect in all His ways. Hallelujah. And we might not understand the glory to God, but He is perfect in all His ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Honey, are you on the phone? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. Woo, every day is a day. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. But every day is an opportunity, and the Lord is showing me every day is an opportunity to promote Him. Every day is an opportunity to promote Jesus, every single day. So I don't get offended anymore when they try to come to me, you know, asking me, do I want liquor and do I want weed and all that stuff, because that's the opportunity. The door is opening up for me to tell you about my saving Jesus. I can tell you about Jesus. The more you offer me weed, the more I'm going to offer you Jesus. I'm not going to be stuck up in pride like I used to be and say, well, who they think they talking to? Don't they know I'm a woman of God? Offer it to me, because I'm going to offer you Jesus. Every single chance I get, I'm going to offer you Jesus.
Thank
you. You want to keep offering me weed? I'm going to offer you Jesus. Come on, keep it up. Bring it on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and of a love and of a sound mind. And people need to get saved, evangelists, because Jesus is coming back. And He's coming back, ready or not. Hallelujah. Here He come. Glory to God. Like I said on one broadcast, when we were little, we used to play hide and go seek. And we used to, you know, the one that was it, you had to go hide your face and count to 10 or whatever the case is. And by the time you got to 10, everybody should have hid. And then you say, ready or not, here I come. But that's what Jesus is saying. He's not trying to tell you to go hide. He's trying to tell you to come out of sin. But He's saying, ready or not, here I come. So you better get ready. He's talking not only to the sinner, but He's talking to the body of Christ too, because the body of Christ is walking around doing all kind of things that's not bringing glory to God. We done let all kind of things inside the church. It's not bringing glory to God. Hallelujah. So we better get right, church, because He's coming back. And He's coming back for a church without spot or without blemish. And He's coming back in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. Believe me, ready or not, Jesus is coming. We don't know the day nor the hour, but like a thief in the night comes, so is the Son of Man. He's coming back, and we better get ready. Check your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before I minister to anybody where I work at or anywhere else, I got to check my heart and make sure my heart is right. Glory to God. And I'm not puffed up when I'm ministering to them, but it's about Jesus. Glory to God. And I know that if it's about Jesus, Jesus is going to work it out. He going to work it out. They're going to be saved, glory to God. They're going to be delivered, hallelujah, glory to God. They're going to pick up that joint and get ready to smoke it, and they're going to see Jesus coming up in the smoke. They're going to be like, wait, what happened? They're going to see Jesus in a puff puff. I believe it. When they open up that bottle of Wild Irish Rose, that little steam that come up out of it is going to say, Jesus. They're going to throw that bottle away and fall on their knees and begin to cry out, what must I do to be saved? I believe it. Hallelujah. I don't know if I got any believers in the house today. Hallelujah. But I believe it. Glory to God. And that's what you pray for me. Pray for me that. Pray for me. Pray for me that as I go on and do my work, wherever the soles of my feet tread, that I possess that land, that I possess those people's salvation, that I possess that, hallelujah, anointing, that the anointing will be on me that destroys every yoke, hallelujah, that people will be saved, that the anointing will be on me, that the blinders that Satan put on their eyes so that they will not receive the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, that those blinders will come off, hallelujah. They will not see me, but they will see Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. They will no longer see Teresa, but they will see Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Woo. Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, I think everybody done hung up on me. What happened? Hallelujah. Jesus. They done all hung up on me. Lisa, they done all hung up on me. What happened? I thought I had some help, but then I hung up on me. But Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to say welcome to Bishop Scott in the chat room, Ed, Falling in Love with Jesus, Guest 947, Lisa Shaw Evans, and Patriot Greg. Glory to God. I thank you so much for joining us on today. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd like to say if anybody's in the Philadelphia area on Monday, April the 16th, 2012, I will be having my first women's ministry fellowship at 4710 Locust Street, Suite 112. If you are available to come, I invite you to join us. Glory to God. I'm not sure if I'm going to record it or what we're going to do, but Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But our whole mission is for us to be saved. Holy, holy, holy. Our spirit, soul, and body, for us to be saved. Spirit, soul, and body. That's what I want on Blog Talk Radio, for us to be saved. Spirit, soul, and body. I want us to be saved in our emotions. I want us to be saved, hallelujah, in our entire being. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that we can abide in Jesus. So that we can abide in him and begin to do what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you finish reading St. John chapter 15, starting at verse 12, it says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. See here, he said, you didn't choose me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, hallelujah, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So the fruit that we go out there and minister to and preach to, that their fruit will remain, that they will not go back out into darkness, but their fruit should remain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as those of you know who have been recent visitors of this broadcast, we do minister salvation. We do offer salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To those that are not born again. Hallelujah. And if you would like to call in,
Our number is 323-693-3054. If you'd like to come call in, please call that number and press the number 1, and I will get you on the line. Right now we're going to go to Bishop Scott. Hello.
I'm back again.
Hi there.
And I just want to say thank God for you and for the mission that God has called you to. Truly, we have to understand that God has called us to a great work, and we have to take an inventory of ourselves and ask ourselves exactly what God wants us to be and what he wants us to do in our lives. And so we just continue to praise God. You continue to lift him up. Don't let anything or anyone dissuade you, discourage you, certainly not to defeat you, but allow God to continue to walk in you, live in you, and guide you as you continue with this program. It's a wonderful program, and I would advise anyone and everyone to take advantage of the opportunity to listen, to share, and to show that they care one for another. Thank you. No. Oh, okay. My wife was asking me to talk to you. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Lord, how he's touched my life in spite of the difficulties I've had to face in the past few years, since 2008 particularly, when I fell down the stairs and continued to worsen my condition. But through it all, God has kept me, kept us. We've been homeless at various times, but God has kept us. And now he's allowed us to continue to do ministry, both at where we're located now, in our church and our church that we belong to thank God for that. I was just talking to a lady yesterday. Her name is Angela Lundy. She's deaf, and we're trying to begin a ministry with her as well. So God is working, God is moving, and we thank God that even when we're sidelined, when we're sidetracked, when we've been knocked down, we can still get back up. And thank God for that. His mercy continues to plead our case, continues to support us, encourage us, and lift us in spite of the situations in our lives, in spite of the circumstances that come into our lives. We can still trust in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, everybody, excuse me. I was doing a research on the Bible about demon possession, because a lot of people walking around talking about, you know, the devil make me do it, and I'm talking about believers. You know, the devil made me cheat. The devil made me fornicate. The devil made me do this, and the devil made me do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't you know we have a mind, we have a free will, and we do what we want to do, basically. If you're not demon possessed, the things that you do because you want to do. And I'm saying all of that to say this. If you can consciously do what you want to do, why don't you consciously make up your mind to begin to praise and worship God? Why don't you begin to consciously make up your mind to abide in Jesus, to get to know him, come to know him as your Lord and your Savior? Why don't you make up your mind today to turn the TV off and say, you know what, this TV is not doing too much for me. I think I need to go ahead and read my Bible. It's amazing how when we pick up our Bibles, we begin to fall asleep. We can be doing everything else in the world, but soon as we pick up that Bible, here come the devil of sleepiness. Here he come, sit right on top of your head, and you just as sleepy as you want to be. However, before we picked up the Bible, we weren't a bit more sleepy than anything. And y'all know I'm telling the truth out there in that chat room and on the phone line. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. But glory to God. Before we end the broadcast today, I'm going to go over some scriptures on salvation. God has called me as an evangelist. He has anointed me to be an evangelist. I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. And as an evangelist, I am to offer salvation to the lost. I am to talk to them about Jesus Christ. His being wounded and bruised and going to that cross, dying, going in the belly of hell for 3 days and 3 nights, coming back out, hallelujah, with power, with victory, hallelujah. He gave that all to us. So I want to be able to tell people about the soul-saving power of Jesus Christ, glory to God. And if I do nothing else, that's what my word is going to be.
about the soul-saving power of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus died for all. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That means whosoever, some is going to accept it and some are not going to accept it. But guess what? We can't go on without Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't make it to heaven without Jesus. Glory to God. We are going to spend eternity somewhere. The question is, where are we going to spend eternity? I don't want to be held accountable, hallelujah, glory to God, for not telling people about Jesus Christ, because I remember God has spoken a word of prophecy to me personally. He spoke it to me and gave me the scriptures personally, what he wanted me to do. And then my friend Lisa, my best friend Lisa, and I went to his church, and the prophet came over to me, the prophetess came over to me and said the same exact thing that Jesus said. And she said, if you don't tell them, the blood is going to be on your hands. If you don't tell them, you're going to see the blood dripping out of your hand, and you're going to begin to cry because you were disobedient unto God. And I began to scream. I could say nothing. All I could do was scream, because God had already spoken that to me before I even went to that church. I never saw this lady before in my life. I don't know who she is. If I saw her again today, I would not recognize this woman. But I do know that the Spirit of God spoke through her and confirmed his word to me that I have to go out here and tell people about their sin. I have to tell the sinner about their sin so they can come to Jesus, not for condemnation but for conviction of sin. I have to tell the backslider about their sin, not because of condemnation but so that they can come back to the true and living God. And I have to tell the believer who's in church playing around, think they're doing something and they're not. If you're doing righteous and you fell away, don't think that God is going to count your righteousness when you die. If you were doing righteousness but you turned away from righteousness, whatever state you left in, that's the state that you're going to be in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's not going to honor what you did before. If you're living in sin and you drop dead, that's what's going to happen. You just dead. Okay, I'm saying if you're living a lifestyle of sin, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But if you're living a lifestyle of sin, I need you to hear what the Spirit is saying unto you. If you're living a lifestyle of sin, if you're doing presumptuous sin, if you're waking up in the morning, you already got it planned that you're going to go commit adultery, you're going to go fornicate, you're going to lie, you're going to backbite, you're going to steal, you're going to do whatever it is that you're going to do. That's presumptuous sin. You've already made up your mind that you're going to do that. If you die in that state, then so be it. That's what you chose to do. Okay? Don't expect God to deliver you from the flames of hell because you made a conscious decision to live in sin after you said, Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Hallelujah. If you're listening and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're saying that God's not going to hold me responsible for this, but if you hear the Word of God Sunday after Sunday or Friday after Friday or Easter after Easter, and you still have not given your life to the Lord, guess what? You have a choice to make. You have a choice that either you're going to hear the word of God and obey it, or you're not going to obey the word of God after you've heard it. And then when your final destination is hell in the lake of fire, God cannot deliver you from that, but he can deliver you right now. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For those of us that are in Christ and we feel ourselves falling backwards, we're sliding back just a little bit. You might not be in your falling back state where you're out there drinking and hoeing and doing all that other stuff, but you're not praying. You're not fasting. You're not seeking God. The cares of the world of this life have came in to overtake you. Then I'm calling you back to Jesus today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With your whole heart. Hallelujah. That you will play this song over and over again. I can't live, hallelujah, Jesus, without you. I can't breathe without you, Jesus. I can't move without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing without you in my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the song that I want to be my testimony. I want that song to play in my heart all day long. I want that song to play in my spirit. I want it to play in my soul, in my entire being, hallelujah, until I know that I know that I know that I know that I know without a shadow of a doubt that I can't live without you, Jesus, hallelujah, and that my life reflects that, hallelujah, that my life will be so in tune with Jesus, hallelujah, that I could be like Paul and walk like Peter and walk down the street, hallelujah, in my apron, the apron when you walk past you get healed, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, not for my glory, but for the glory of God, hallelujah, glory to God, and I don't even need to know if God saved you, God knows, hallelujah, and that's what matters. If God saved you after something you heard me say, praise God, you never have to call me and tell me about it because it's for God's glory, hallelujah, and I praise him for that, glory to God, hallelujah. So what, we're going to go over some scriptures, and we went over some of them last, I believe it was Tuesday, or Monday, but we're going to go over them again. If you are an evangelist or a pastor or a preacher or elder or bishop or deacon or whatever you are, maybe you're not none of that. Maybe you just love God. Hallelujah. And you witness to people on a daily basis about Jesus. I have some scriptures. If you're listening in the archives, if you're listening on the line, if you're listening in the chat room and you are not saved, if you are backslidden, if you are lukewarm, I would like for you to write these scriptures down and meditate on these scriptures day and night so that you your way may be prosperous, but prosperous in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him and him with me." And this is Jesus talking. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 13, "And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." The name of the Son of God is Yahshua, Jesus. That's his name, okay? 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." All unrighteousness is sin. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are continuing living in unrighteousness. If you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior and you're still living like the devil, you might want to check out your salvation, because you cannot be saved and still live like the devil. Whoever you serve, that is your master. If you serve sin, you serve sin unto death, and sin is your master. But if you serve righteousness, righteousness is your master unto everlasting life. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Hallelujah. You cannot do anything but have faith in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ to be saved. That's all you can do. Have faith through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, because we are saved by grace through faith, not by how many people you preach to, not how many clothes you give out to the homeless, not how many hungry people you feed. It's not by that. Hallelujah. But that'll help you with your crowns. That'll help you, you know, with God, but that don't make you saved. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." When you come to Jesus Christ, you don't even want to do the old things that you used to do, because you're a new creature. Glory to God. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you confess with your mouth today the Lord Jesus, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Why would you confess Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead? Because if you don't believe that God raised Jesus from the dead for the pardoning of your sins, that Jesus was crucified for your sins, then you're not saved. That's what Jesus came to do. He wasn't just a prophet. He wasn't just a carpenter's son. He is the Son of God, and he came to die for our sins. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes ye were healed. This is what we want to hear. Lord, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and now I am saved because I believe with my heart unto righteousness, and I made this confession unto salvation. And now that you've said these things, you need to find a church that believes this same thing, that lives this same thing, and go on and get baptized, because Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus said, and they said in the new scripture, baptize them in the name of Jesus. You get baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you get baptized in the name of Jesus. You don't know what you want to do, do them both. Just get baptized, an outward sign, an outward showing of your inward confession. Glory to God, hallelujah, making a change, glory to God. I believe in baptism, I do, but baptism is not what makes you saved. It's just an outward expression of what you know, you're telling the world that I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ. And plus, Jesus got baptized. And he said, whatever things that you've seen in me, do it. You see me get baptized, get baptized. Glory to God. John 3:17, for God sent not a son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 17:3 says, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Okay? Glory to God. These are scriptures that you can read and meditate on. Read and meditate on. If you are a born-again believer, Psalm 103 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. John 8:36 says, if the Son therefore hath make you free, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You shall be free indeed. You shall be free indeed. Matthew 24:13 says, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that believeth, Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I didn't write that. Luke 7:50 says, and he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Okay? Luke 8:12, those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. We're going to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you hear this word. But we will bind and rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus and say he will not come and take this word out of your heart. He will not come and take this word out of your heart in the name of Jesus, because you will believe and be saved in the name of Jesus. This is what I'm saying. I believe that I have authority over the devil because Jesus said that he has given me power and over all the power of the devil, over all the power of the enemy. So if he's given me that power, I'm taking that authority and say that those of you who are not believers, okay, you're hearing this word, all right, and Satan wants to come and try to take it out of your heart. But he will not in the name of Jesus, okay? You will be saved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John 5:34 says, but I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. John 10:9 says, I am the door. Jesus said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Acts 2:21 says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you got to call on him out of a pure heart. You can't be living like the devil and say, Lord, Lord, now I'm saved. You go right back out and live like the devil. Lord, Lord, now I'm saved. God ain't stupid on no day of the week. God is not slow on any day of the week. No, he knows what's in our hearts. Hallelujah. Acts 15:11 says, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. We shall be saved. Do y'all have these scriptures? And the last one I'm going to read, well, the last three, Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not out of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Titus 3 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Romans 10:9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. If that is you, I welcome you to the body of Christ on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody in the chat room, if you'd like to call, if you'd like to get on the line, the number is 1-323-693-3054. We do have another caller on the line, area code 252, but you didn't press 1, so I don't know if you want to speak or not. But if you've listened to me long enough, you know that I'm going to hit that button anyway. Hi, area code 252. Hello. Is this Nay? I can't hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Nay.
My phone is breaking up a little bit. Can you hear me?
I, Yeah, you are breaking up. You can hang up and call back, though. Try it again.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's the area that you're in. I don't know. Hello? Yeah, you're going to have to try to call back again because it's breaking up. So if anybody of you, you know, you don't have to have the title of evangelist. If you know that you're working around people that are not saved and the Spirit of God moves on you to say anything to them, you can use those scriptures that I just gave you, and you can use them and just go ahead to read these scriptures, meditate on these scriptures. Type these scriptures up. Pass them out. Put them on people's windshields. I mean, don't do that if you're scared, though, but don't do that because if you don't break somebody's windshield, they might want to come out and get you. But place it prominently somewhere so people can see these scriptures and be saved, okay? When we go in the grocery store, as soon as you get in a line, all you see is these magazines talking about Hollywood and what's going on in Hollywood. I'm going to ask them, can I put these scriptures up here? Because people need to be saved. If we can't do that, God will give us witty inventions so that we can be able to go forth and do whatever it is that God wants us to do. We can go and stand in line and don't have to say a word to that person and just begin to pray for their salvation. Oh, yeah, you can pray quietly. Yeah, you can pray quietly. You can stand right there and pray and command the devil to leave them and tell that person you're going to be saved in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what else you can do? You can anoint your oil. You can put your oil on that money. And whoever touched that money, say, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that you will be saved. I'm talking about stuff like that. However God got to do it, ask God how he want to use you. And he will do it. And you will begin to bring souls into the kingdom. And you might not never know it, hallelujah, but God knows, hallelujah, because you're doing it out of a pure heart. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. I love God. He is so smart. He will come up with all kind of things for you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Walk on the bus, the bus driver. Come on, bus driver. How you doing? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? No. Would you like to know him today? Glory to God. Have something in your hand to give him. Have something in your hand to give him so that he can go back and read it. Let him know that he's been touched by Jesus today. Hallelujah. Am I saying I'm Jesus? No, but I'm saying Jesus lives inside of me. Hallelujah. And just like Jesus and the Father are one, Jesus and I are one. Hallelujah. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear much fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're lifting up Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not about you lifting me up and me lifting you up. Glory to God. And that's another thing I'm sick of. And I hope I don't offend anybody that's listening. But every time you go into church, you got to be giving glory and honor to God to this person and giving glory and honor to that person and standing up for them. But when somebody say give glory and honor to Jesus, don't nobody want to stand up. But guess what? That's what I'm going to do every time I go into church and say give glory and honor to Jesus. I'm going to stand up and clap because he's the reason why we're here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love the pastor and the bishop and the whoever. Okay, but guess what? All glory belongs to him. Glory to God. So I'm going to stand up and clap for them. Hallelujah. I'm going to clap for Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what I said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm about to end this broadcast because I have nothing else to say. Hallelujah. But I want to thank Bishop Gerald Scott, Ed Mia, Falling in Love with Jesus, my bestie, Lisa Shaw Evans, and Patriot Greg. Thank you so much for joining us today. Nay Pate, you were on the line, but your phone was messed up. I thank you for joining. And the young man that called in, I don't know what happened. He couldn't call back in, but thank you, Jesus. I thank God for each and every one of you. Please pray my strength in the Lord. Please pray, hallelujah, that the angels of God will cover me and protect me, that the blood of Jesus, please the blood of Jesus over my life as I go forth more boldly in ministry, hallelujah, because it's coming, hallelujah. I know that God is getting ready to launch me forth out there in ministry, and it's coming not in the way that I think, glory to God, because he already told me, so it's not coming in the way that I think, but guess what? Jesus is Lord, and however he wants to do it is okay with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit around all these people day in and day out and not minister Jesus. They're going to get some Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I bless God for you. And guess what? I'm just going to play this song one more time, and we're going to go out because I don't have anything else to say. I don't have anything else to say, but we're going to play this song. And y'all have a blessed day. If the Lord say so, we'll see you again
on Monday, because on tomorrow I will be at work during this hour. And if the Lord says so, we will be back on Monday, same time, same station. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you know I don't see, you know I don't see that song right now on here. But Jesus is Lord. Here it is. God bless you. I love you each and every one. Have a blessed day.
Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to share with the world, to let them know that I can't live, I can't breathe, neither can I move without you.
can live, I can breathe, I can move.